And so it begins, the battle for the person who will return as governor or the person who will unseat our current governor, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who is standing by. Good morning, Governor. Thanks for joining us again. We appreciate it.
Of course, Paul W. Good to be with you.
Everything going well with you?
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of good stuff happening. We just delivered our fourth bipartisan budget, making historic investments in skills and education. And, you know, there's just a lot of good stuff that we're doing, sending $1.6 billion to locals for public safety. So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff happening right now in Michigan.
You had a nice new bill that you're happy with as Michigan is uniquely positioned. Well, I'll use your quote. The state of Michigan is uniquely positioned, as you told Reuters News Service. We want to make sure that our potential partners in the chip manufacturing area, if you will, are ready to move as fast as we are, because we're going to have to move together. And this is under the headline, Michigan Working to Attract Chip Manufacturers Under the New U.S. Bill. And, Governor, I know this is something you've been working on.
Well, absolutely. You know, I led a group of bipartisan governors to bring to bear some pressure on D.C. to get it done. I'm grateful that we've got, you know, every Democrat in our congressional delegation and two Republicans worked together to get it over the finish line. And, you know, as you drive by surface lots outside of, you know, like General Motors or Ford or Stellantis, and you see cars sitting there waiting for chips, it's just a stark reminder that this really isn't just about our economic security, but it's about our homeland security. We got to be manufacturing chips in this country. And Michigan, with our talent and our low-cost living and our high-quality life, our universities and community colleges and our big autos and suppliers and OEMs, we are uniquely positioned. And so we're working really hard to make sure that we're prepared when there are opportunities, and we're already engaged in some of those conversations. I think we've got a powerful story to tell, but we've got to be in this country in advanced manufacturing. We can never expect that to happen overseas and not pay a price for it, as we've seen throughout the last couple of years.
Yeah, we cannot any longer, we've learned the hard way, continue to put our fate in the hands of people outside of these United States, wherever that might be. We've learned it, and we'll continue to learn it in the drug industry, but certainly in the chip business that is affecting our big three, but so many other businesses as well. Chips are everywhere. But again, you're right, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, that we're hearing about. General Motors alone last week said they had more than 90,000 unfinished vehicles, mostly trucks and SUVs, waiting for those chips and some other parts because of the supply chain problems. So these are issues that we need to deal with. And frankly, we have to deal with it as quickly as possible, because you don't say, oh, okay, we've got $52 billion in government subsidies for chip manufacturing, we're done. Well, it's going to take 2 or 3 years for the first factory to even open to start providing those chips. So the time is now. Actually, the time was before now, but it is now. Meanwhile, yep. Into the election campaign, you're never going to answer this, Governor, but we know each other. We know each other well, and I'm going to ask the question anyway. Was there anyone in particular you were hoping to face in the fall in this this race?
Paul W., I got to tell you, you know, that field was so large at the beginning, and even just getting down to five, there's such similarities amongst all of them. It wasn't really a difference in terms of who came out of that race. Their philosophy is much the same, which I think is one that would really, I think, stall the progress that we're making here in Michigan, whether it is fighting for reproductive rights or common sense gun safety to keep our kids safe in their schools and give parents that peace of mind their kids are safer, to the backward looking questions around 2020 that they're still promoting in terms of election conspiracy theories that have never been proven or meted out. So this is the matchup is the matchup, is always going to be someone with those same philosophies, because that's what the whole field was. I'm going to stay focused, though, on solving problems and delivering for the people of Michigan. I feel like we've made some incredible strides despite all the challenges we've had. It's been tough, have been tested, but we're moving forward and we're making real progress, and I want to put my foot on the accelerator.
Well, there you are, and it is historical in the first time two women have faced off in becoming the governor or staying the governor of the great state of Michigan. And at the same time that you went to court the other day to defend legal abortion in Michigan, you made it clear that that's going to be a big part of this election. A quote I have attributed to you coming from your communications director, but you can tell me if this is or isn't your thoughts. Quote, Tudor Dixon has made clear that she will drag Michigan backwards. Dixon's plans to ban abortion with no exceptions for rape, incest, or health of the mother, and throw nurses in jail, gut funding for public education, reverse progress rebuilding Michigan's infrastructure, and sow distrust in our democracy are dangerous for Michigan women and families. Kind of like the gauntlet has been thrown there.
Well, the gauntlet's been thrown down by many. The fact of the matter is, it's a stark difference that we're going to have a choice on this ballot. And I'm going to stay positive and focused on the things that we can do together. We've delivered over 900 bills, bipartisan. These budgets are phenomenal. We've paid off $15 billion in debt. And we have a record number in our rainy day fund. So it's been prudent fiscal management that's put us in a strong position where we can make these historic investments in education of our kids and closing the skills gap and making Michigan competitive. And so there is a lot at stake here. We're on the path. We got to continue to do the work and keep making Michigan a place where every person has opportunity to be prosperous and raise a family and enjoy the full civil rights and bodily autonomy rights we've had for 49 years. And that is, first and foremost, for a lot of people, a really important issue.
All right. The lines are drawn and pretty clear. As we say good luck to you, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, we'll continue having our conversations because you still have lots of work to do and you're doing it. And we appreciate it. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you, Paul W. Have a great day.
You do the same, Governor Gretchen Whitmer.